Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Or shouldn't we? Can we or can't we? Will we or won't we? That's probably the biggest and best question of the day as we begin our first full week of fall here on Good Day. In this hour of the program, we will celebrate fall. I guess we can celebrate Yom Kippur as well, because that's the Rosh Hashanah is the tough, sober, very serious time. And Yom Kippur is sort of a celebrated time for all of the folks who are Jewish. Listening or not listening, we're here with you to sort of spread around information, what to know, how to do what. Well, listen, you make up your own mind what you want to do and how you want to do it, but we'll have our conversations about it as well. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at the ready for September the 25th, last full week of the month. Yes, I said that. Did I say that already? It's the last full week of the month.
Well, you said first full
first
week of fall.
Fall, yes, I said that.
It's the first and the last, all in one.
And because it is the first week of fall, last week of September, most of the coastal problems that we've had because of storms like Ophelia will start to wane. Hasn't been anywhere near as bad as everybody thought it would be. It was tough in Florida and a couple of other places, but hello, it's fall, or it's the late summer, and it's time for tropical storms, it's time for hurricanes, yada, 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 and yada. Although, let's see, Ophelia is still threatening parts of my neck of the woods here in the Northeast. A little bit of, there was some flooding along the coast. We had hardly any rain here yesterday. It was just a nuisance because you couldn't get anything down outside. It was just rain. You know, it's one of the rain. Just enough to keep you from doing things that need to be due. I need to feed the cows. I need to get outside stuff done. But I didn't do that. So I did my taxes. And then I went to see the Expendables.
How did you like it?
The Expendables, it's typical. It's exactly what you'd expect. Except Megan Fox was in it, and I've forgotten about her. What's her story? She's quite foxy, if you will. She's the love interest of Jason Statham and an active participant in the movie. But I've forgotten why. I know her name. But what's she been in? What has she acted in?
Oh, a bunch of things. So she was in one of the Olsen Twins movies way back in the day. She was in a couple of the Transformers movies.
Really?
She was in a kind of a dark comedy horror film called Jennifer's Body.
Oh. Shall we wait for Jennifer to be here to discuss that? Or how do we deal with that? We don't. We move. She's just attractive. And maybe that was the reason that. Is she a good actress? She seemed okay.
Oh, she's April O'Neil in one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles franchises.
Was she? Who is she dating, or who did she live with, or who is she?
Machine Gun Kelly. Well, she was with Brian Austin Green for a long time. They have three children together, and now she is with recording artist Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly. How does someone get that name? What do we do to be called Machine Gun? What is Machine Gun? What's his claim to fame?
He
sounds more like a baseball player than somebody who's a recording artist, right?
It was a nickname given to him by his fans, but I don't know how it all occurred.
Is he real popular? I know the name, but I don't know his music.
Yes, he is very popular. He's actually a Cleveland boy.
He got his name Machine Gun Kelly because he had rapid fire delivery for his lyrics.
Look at that.
Thank you, James. James Collins
in
studio down in Dallas. All right, so anyway, do we need to talk any more about the tropical storms? There's a new one called Philippe brewing in the Atlantic. Ophelia is downgraded to nothing but a lot of hooey and hooey. There were parts of the Mid-Atlantic, though, that got almost 7 inches of rain. Ooh, that won't do the rivers any good, especially the ones that are overcooked from the Carolinas on up. But now it's way off to sea, and so if you're in New Jersey and north, you will see the sun later today. Hooray. And actually have I'm looking at the next 4, 5, 6, 7 days. The weather is going to be clear and in the high 60s. So it feels a little like fall. And in order to get more tuned into fall in terms of the astrological implications, we have Maria Francesca Trilogy with us later on, so you can get an update on how it is that the all of the different signs will be affected by the changeover. We have spring ahead and we fall back. So the number of hours, number of minutes, number of seconds, pretty much today is even. It's even dark and even sun or daylight. And that's it. And then think about, I was thinking about this as I was driving this weekend. Again, how miraculous it is that we have something that is as perfect as the days and the seasons. And the, I suppose, you know, the weather's not perfect, but you know, the whole business about who figured out, or how did it get figured that there would be exactly 24 hours to a day? And that there would be exactly the same number of days to the seasons. And you know what I mean? It is, we take it for granted, but it's a miracle.
Well,
it's
then it
amazing.
Doesn't work out entirely, because that's why every 4 years we have an extra day.
Yeah, I know, but it's
like
just
adding up again.
Yeah, I know. All right, so let's see what's going on over in Hawaii after the wildfire there. It looks like this weekend folks started to return to sites. There's a lot of burning still of the old, what's left of the ruins. They're burning and then clearing it off so that they can begin again. The issue is, or the fight is, or the discussions are, how do we want this to look? Do we want it to look the old way, or do we want it to look some new way? And property owners are, you know, there's the traditional, the old-timers who were there want it to look like it did before, and some of the business people want it to be updated. I would think if I lived there, I'd want the homes and the businesses to have a historical feel.
Yeah, you'd still want that charm, even though a lot of the charm was in the history and the fact of how long things had been there, and that's just really not an option anymore. I'm sure that they can come together to marry the two ideas, but that charm,
very special. Very cool. All right, so that's what's happening there. And then there's the alligator. Every day we seem to have an alligator, a snake, a shark. This is really pathetic. Maybe it's not. It's really scary, actually. This Florida, this town in the Pinellas County area, a lot of this down in Largo, there are a lot of alligators around. So the body of a woman being carried down the street by an alligator and then into a waterway, right? You saw these. I don't even want to look at the. I don't want to look at the body. I don't want to look at these pictures. This the adult who was killed in the waterway. This is a 13-foot male alligator, humanely killed. Really, why would it be worried about killing it humanely? Why would it kill? But that's what it does. That's what alligators do. They kill the stuff that they need to eat, and then
the alligator itself was humanely killed.
That's what I mean.
Oh.
But I'm saying the alligator didn't humanely kill the person that he walked down the street with. So is there that thought? I mean, what?
Are we asking how many people had that thought? Why wasn't the alligator nicer and kinder in killing this woman?
I don't think that there's too much of that, because that's not what alligators do. Anyway, alligators are... This is alligators are freshwater, and crocodiles are in the saltwater. I think that's the difference, right? I think that's isn't that the thing?
Oh,
the alligators usually eat fish and snakes and turtles and birds and stuff that come up to the shore. So I guess if you're near an alligator place, then you stay away from the water. You keep your dog away from the water.
Well, yeah.
That's just the way it is.
I do know it's one of those things that if any of these kinds of animals get a taste of human, they are concerned that it will go after more human and become more aggressive and violent. That's why they're always put down. But to my understanding, the Florida police are investigating this because they are unsure of whether or not this alligator killed the woman or if the alligator found the body.
Ah, I didn't know that end of it, really. Were there signs of foul play on the body?
I'm not sure, but that's why Florida police are investigating this, yeah.
I'm interested in hearing more about that. That's very interesting. I didn't know that side of it. I just stopped when I saw the alligator walking down the street with the body. I just stopped. I stopped at that point. Hello, enough. There are new guidelines that are being included in the development of curriculum in some states. The new health and physical education guidelines. You know, it has been a long time coming that we have health education in the public schools. Because a lot of people who come from backward areas said, we don't want people talking to our children about their body because then they'll know how to do it. And they don't think that in school is a proper place to teach children how to do it. So they think, so they say. So what is the resolve now in some of the, this is certainly going on in states that are considered, I guess, liberal, California, Massachusetts,
are they lowering
New York,
the age?
For what, medical information?
Yeah, the health information.
Well, they're making it, they call it, they're saying it's age appropriate. So these updated health guidelines, first, there are actually 24, 25 states that are looking at this, and the ones that have been approved are designed to be LGBTQ inclusive and medically accurate. I don't know
one of those things too that I feel like when I was in school, we learned about it in middle school, and it was
learned about body.
Yeah, all of this stuff. But it was a one type of lesson, so it's what was happening to your body. There was the sex education part, and everybody was separated. It was the boys went and learned it in one room, the girls went and learned it in a separate room.
Is that the right way to do it?
A lot of these things happen at different ages. Yep. When you hit puberty, that's a completely different age than when your mind actually starts becoming sexually engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Or aware, I should say.
Yeah, right. So whether it's a good thing or not, be aware that in many states it is coming. Is it the most important thing going on? I guess it depends on who you are or where you're coming from.
People should know what's happening to their bodies.
Right. I think that's very true. I think I've always thought when I was teaching school, even way back in the 60s and 70s, I included it in the curriculum in the English course in a way. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, nothing that is on autopilot will have the conversation that we have here on Good Day. We are not ever on autopilot, as you can tell sometimes by the flubbadubs. Okay, let's go. 23 after the hour, Good Day, September the 25th. So Taylor Swift is dating somebody named Travis Kelce. Is that how you pronounce his name?
That's how everyone pronounces his name. It's Kelce.
It's Kelce.
It's one of those things where his name is actually pronounced one way, Kelce. But he rolls with the punches of people mispronouncing it and goes with it. There are a lot of famous people who their names are mispronounced to a point where they've just accepted that as their famous person name.
Yeah. So how did she meet this guy? He plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. How do you suppose these people, when somebody is well known as Taylor Swift, what does she look on the dating site and see, oh, this guy's handsome, let's see if we can get him. They come to one of my concerts.
Well, there was a thing, and I think they'd already met at this point, but there's been rumors of them dating for a while, but he said on a podcast, and this was him announcing it to the public, I don't know how he actually said it to her, but he was like, I saw you at Arrowhead Stadium with the Eras Tour, why don't you come see me at Arrowhead Stadium, do what I do, all that stuff.
So it was an invite. And she must have checked it out. Well, that's interesting. All right, let's find out some more about what's going on with Taylor Swift, other than the fact that she is the number one star of the music world, soon to be the number one star in the movie world, number one star in the concert world. Now all she needs to do is come up with a TV show, and she'd have another one to hit out of the park. So let's find out how she's getting along with Travis's family. That's up next here on Good Day.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea. Sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so this Taylor, she apparently went to a Kansas City Chiefs game over the weekend, Jay, and spent the time up in the box with Travis Kelce's mother. So there you go. Mom, I want you to meet my new girlfriend.
Yeah, it was really funny, though. It was kind of comical because the game's going on and the camera just keeps panning to her in the box with his mom. And then, you know, the commentators are still discussing all of that and everything. It's like, oh, yeah, and there's the football game still going on.
Taylor
Swift has this pool. Like, she just has this energy that pulls all attention, even when she's not even doing anything.
It's like I'm here for it. All the energy out of the room. Usher says he's going to headline the Super Bowl halftime show. Has Taylor Swift ever done a halftime show?
Oh, my goodness. I can't recall. I do not believe so.
I don't think she has either. Somebody better get on the
ball.
That
would be wonderful.
Exactly. So, Usher, I know his name. What's the big deal with him? This is going to be, by the way, the playing of the game will be the Allegiant Stadium in Paradise, Nevada. That's where the game will be played next February. We're already talking about the end of football season.
I know.
And we're only in the first.
This was the biggest news over the weekend for football until Taylor Swift was at Kansas City.
The game. Right. So we had two football stories that weren't football.
They're both
stories,
more
really.
News-related.
Right. I don't know who won any games, but I know that Usher won because he's doing the Super Bowl halftime show, and Taylor Swift won because she's Taylor Swift. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's just too dangerous for our cats and kittens. Cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved furballs. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, and yes, it can be done, you go a long way in satisfying your cat's wanderlust. It will allow your cat so many extra freedoms. He'll enjoy the joys of the outside world safely and will become a better companion to you. After all, dog owners take their dogs on visits to grandma's house or to see friends. Why should Kitty be deprived of such pleasant outings? I know what you're saying. It's not that hard to teach your cat to walk on a leash. You need to get the right type of harness, and they do sell cat harnesses. Practice every day. Be patient, and in no time at all, you and your feline buddy will be strutting your stuff in your neighborhood. I'm Warren X.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Normal, normal, normal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal we go. With Jared Scott.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Detroit automakers and the UAW continued to negotiate over the weekend. UAW members walked off more jobs at GM and Stellantis distribution centers, but held off on Ford, saying the company has done more to meet its demands. The UAW told members Saturday, quote, our pressure on Ford is starting to pay off, end quote. A short strike would be good news for the economy. On the other hand, inflation could rise if some vehicles could become hard to get or repair shops and dealerships run out of spare parts. More than 18,000 UAW members are now on strike. The Writers Guild of America and the Association of Motion Picture and Television Producers announced last night that they have reached an agreement in the Hollywood Writers' Strike. A vote by WGA leadership is scheduled to take place as soon as tomorrow. Lance Pry, U.S.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Uh-huh. Instead of doing nuts now during the news and breaks, I'm trying popcorn. See if that's doesn't stick in my throat. The blueberries even stick in my throat. So, I have popcorn. Buttered popcorn, yay! All right, so it's Monday. We got that figured out. Let's see what else we can figure out here. Jay and I are believers in philosophy. Most people know who Deepak is. It Deepak or Deepak? Deepak. Guess it depends on where you are. Deepak Chopra? Deepak Chopra? What do you think? Deepak is what we say in the room.
I always heard, yeah, Deepak Chopra.
Deepak. All right. Well, anyway, not important how to pronounce his name. Important what he says and what he thinks, though. And so here's one of the latest things that's come out of his mouth. In the midst of movement and chaos, keep stillness inside of you. I came across that because I have been restless sleeping from time to time, and I never really had. I've been a long time. I've just got so much going on. Sometimes you wake up and you start thinking, right, about stuff that's going on. There are various ways of putting your mind with the old thing about counting sheep. 1, 2, 3, 4, shut the door and say no more. in the midst of movement and chaos, keep stillness inside of you. Doesn't that feel better? Don't you feel better? Right?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, get the deep breaths in.
Yeah, right. Much better. All right, so I asked you what Grindr was all about. Off the air, I said, what's Grindr? And you told me it was a gating site. Good, Doug. Well, I guess it is. A gay dating site could be a gating site. Yes? Why not? No? Maybe not. I don't hear any collaboratory. Yes, Doug, you're right. Or no, Doug, don't go there.
It is the largest social networking app for the LGBTQ+ community.
Okay. So they had headquarters in New York and Los Angeles. And they have been told that they must return to the office. The mandate came down last week. And as a result of that, a lot of the people, they have 178 employees. All right? So there was a lady who was living in New York, grew up in New York, worked in New York, and worked at Grindr's office in New York. Her name is Rowan Rosenthal. And she found out that she had been riding her bike from her home to the Brooklyn office, 25-minute bike ride. She loved it. It was great. And then when they shut the office down, she started working from home, and that seemed to work fine. She was told she had to report to the Los Angeles office, where her department was reassigned. And she said, well, why do I have to go to Los Angeles? I don't want to live in Los Angeles. I want to live in New York. And we can do, it's proven by what happened during COVID, that I can work from wherever. It doesn't make any difference to the quality of my work. Well, company says you got to show up if you want your job. And she said, okay, I quit. And
well,
that was the end of that. She'd worked there for 3 years.
Doing this, though, where,
what's that?
And I think a lot of companies are doing this. It comes
from
why are tech companies doing it? Because they should have the technology to allow work from home. Well, if they have to downsize, this will reduce layoffs. If they make everybody who's a remote worker come back in, and then people who don't want to come back in will quit.
Well, that's what happened here. So how many companies, are more companies enforcing? I know public in my community of Framingham, the people that work for the city have been told they come back to work or they don't come back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
a lot of them have been upset about that.
People return to the office. Google has asked their employees to come in to the office 3 days a week, although managers can have unexcused absences when they're doing, like, different performance reviews or anything.
Amazon,
like that.
Zoom are getting stricter about office returns, as well as you're suggesting, maybe a couple of days a week. But how do you enforce? This is the question, and I would ask this for anybody who's got a company that allowed workers to stay home, or they had to stay home during COVID, even if you want to argue about whether at this point that was reasonable or was the right thing to do, it was what was done. So now, workers who have disabilities, workers who are primary caregivers, and all of this stuff, the workforce has changed. Mm-hmm. And so there are a lot of people who are really kind of upset about this. But you know what? If the company wants to run its business that way, it's tough. That's the way it may sound cruel, but there's a mass exodus, though, in a lot of these businesses who are requiring people to go back to work. So does that mean the workforce will change?
Here are the words that you just said. Go back to work. Go back to the office. It was not really in, I don't believe it was in any contracts that this is a work-from-home position. And you are definitely working from home. A lot of people already went to the office, and then it was deemed temporary of whether or not they were working from home. And a lot of companies made it a little bit longer and said, you know what, it's actually working better for some people. We are saving money. Production, employee morale, everybody's doing a better job, so let's keep it this way. But I don't believe, unless it was in your contract, that this is a specific work-from-home position, employees don't have anything to go with. They have to either return to work or find new work.
Yeah, and that's the way it is down on the farm.
Or find a new place to work, I should say, because they're still working.
Yeah, so it's something to think about anyway. House Republicans are beginning debate this week on four separate funding bills. It's Friday. Was it Friday or Saturday? It's Saturday is the 30th. That's the deadline. The federal calendar works on October 1st to September 30th. So if there isn't a new bill or a spending thingamabubber, this is an annual thing that goes on. People are arguing about the defense budget because it's too big. The agriculture department because the farm bill is a complete chaos and mess. Homeland Security is getting the scrutiny because of all of the immigrant problems that we're having. State Department, all these budgets for all these divisions are under scrutiny, as well they ought to be. So what do? You hold up everything until you get this figured out, or do you do what's usually done, and that is come up with a stopgap measure that gives them 30 days to figure it out? So let's see here. 221 to 212 was the vote for a bill that McCarthy says will alleviate the problem. But then, as usual, the right-wing nutjobs are trying to slow everything down. So what do they get out of it? I want my way. This is the way to do it, and we're going to not do it any other way, and no, screw you all if you don't want to do it our way. That's hardly the way to be a good representative. Now, the other side of it is there's a lot of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And those, the kings, those departments, the Defense Department, Ag Department, Homeland Security, and State Department, are the kings of waste. So somebody's got the right focus, but then what do you do? Because the Republicans are in charge of the House, but the Democrats are in charge of the Senate. And so if you look at the last five shutdowns, it's pretty much all been brinksmanship, right? It's been the same old story. Every time there's a problem, it's okay. Well, it's the Republicans' fault. When are you going to wake up? The American public is telling you, and in big time terms, there's a poll released over the weekend that basically focused on Trump and Biden, and like 54% or 56% of the people who were polled around the country, there were 2,020 people who were polled, and what was it, 56% said they don't like either candidate, and they don't like either party. You guys suicidal or what? What are you doing to yourself? And more to the point, what are you doing to the country by continuing this nonsense? And then you can say, well, people get upset and they don't go to vote. Well, then it's your fault. But fault doesn't fix the problem. The blame doesn't fix the problem. Fixing the problem fixed the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not fixing the problem. And so the problem goes on. It'll get solved this week. That's why I don't fall for this nonsense. The news, the government's going to shut down, and this is what happens if it does. Nothing happens if it shuts down. As a matter of fact, what will happen if it shuts down for even 3 or 4 days, it will cost billions of dollars to rectify the fact. And this is the way these people should be held accountable, frankly. They should be held accountable because they're screwing you over, wasting your limited resources that you have to pay your taxes. Right? What's this? There's no good scenario here when it comes to shutting the government down. And I know a lot of you think, oh, yeah, let's do that. That'll show them. It doesn't show anybody a damn thing except cost you money. That's it.
And the federal employees who, during the shutdown, won't be paid.
No, they get paid when they come back. They all get paid. They never lose any money. They just don't get paid while the quote-unquote government strike is on. But they always get paid.
But depending on how long that is, I'm sure a lot of mortgages and utility bills are not going to be like, oh, you're furloughed? Okay, well, we'll wait. They're still going to want their money. And the majority of people do live paycheck to paycheck.
Yep, that's right. So one more reason for this nonsense to stop. But they're not thinking about that. All these people, the extremists on the right and the left, are just thinking about themselves. That's it. Not looking at the big picture. Shouldn't that be a requirement for somebody who's in politics to look at the big picture? Would seem to me that would be the number one television show last week and this week was Yellowstone. Did you know that? I think about it because in there, everything that goes on is for the benefit of the family and not for the greater good of the Indian reservations around or the people in the states. It's just for them. And it becomes pretty clear that that's it. So that's the way, you know, a lot of people who have influence and control and power, that's the way they think. Not a great way to think, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. So it's just drama and nonsense, and it plays out over the course of the week. Surgeons, Jay, have successfully transplanted a pig heart to a human. This is the second time this has been done. The recipient is a 58-year-old fellow named Lawrence Fawcett. He was awake and recovering last night. The pig heart fully functioning, and there are no supporting devices. It's on its own. How about that? Xenotransplantation is what it's called. The approach relies on pigs genetically engineered to not possess a specific sugar molecule. That presence leads to organ rejection. Isn't it amazing they found this out? This is why people who heretofore have had these kind of hearts transplanted didn't live, because there was this one molecule, a sugar molecule, that didn't work on the human body. So they genetically engineered some pigs without any sugar, the sugar molecule.
But you have to hope that the body doesn't reject it, too.
Yeah.
So there's so many things at play, but the second time this has happened in history.
Yeah. Yeah. It is very, very cool. All right, well, congratulations to him. I bet he feels a lot better today about his reality. 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, it's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you. And coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com. Check out what the special is. And you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website. And then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and say big, you want to call us. Our number's toll-free, 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It was a farm weekend for me. It's 54 after the hour. Time for food, farm, and family focus here on Good Day. You can catch all the information in detail at our foodfarmfamily.com website. I was up in Vermont. I was telling Jay and James that I went to Vermont to go to Woodstock. We had a fellow in the American Family Farmer last week who represented a farm where there's a museum. It's in Woodstock, which is a beautiful little town. It really is. And a lot of great farms in the area. And this is part of a museum and farm that was saved by the Rockefeller family. And they have great Jersey cows. So I bought four of them from this fellow and had just the most lovely time driving around. I always do that. When I go up on a trip like that to New York or Vermont or someplace where it's farmy, and those are the two best states, I think, for farm visitation, I just ride around. After I picked up the cows, I was supposed to be back here for a 7 o'clock event, and I figured, nah, the heck with it. I want to enjoy the countryside, so I did. Just lovely. And there was something going on at one of the farms down the street. There was a produce farm. It was a cherry tomato contest. This is the time of year for cherry tomatoes. It's the time of year for most everything to come to maturity. But tomatoes usually start in July, and you can get them all through the season. But the cherry tomato, the yellow ones, I have a lot of them. I put like 5,000 of them in my garden. And you just walk by, and I pick a handful of them. It's like eating cherries, but they're tomatoes. But anyway, I've got a kick out of looking at all of the
the yellow ones are the best. People.
Oh, yeah, they are. Fabulous stuff. All right, let's get to some of the info. Today's National Lobster Day. You like lobster? Coming back, I stopped at a D'Angelo's and I had a lobster sandwich, as a matter of fact. It's a delicacy. A lot of people like it. Every time I finish, though, I think, oh, I just ate the bottom feeder.
Just ate the bugs of the sea.
Yes, right. Anyway, the fact that when I came home on Saturday, I had a Boston baked bean dinner, which, by the way, used to be that Boston baked beans sold 53 cents a pound, canned lobster sold for 11 cents a pound. Well, that was the good old days, because now, you know what it costs to buy one of those lobster sandwiches? You stop at a restaurant like D'Angelo's, like $23 for a small lobster roll. Yeah. So anyway, I just like I don't know. There's something about them that I like, and then I think about it, and I don't like it. But at any rate, there's a lot of stuff. Did you know, here, this is from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, lobsters have 100 pounds of force, so if they clam onto your finger, that's why they put rubber bands around their claws, mm-hmm. because their clamping claws are, can I make them, let's see, what do I do about making
it's like the alligator and crocodile stuff, where they're, when they go down, there's a lot of force, but they struggle to bring them open. Bring the mouth up, bring the claws open.
Right. All right, Laugh, say it again, Doug. There it is. Life Raft Treats has a recall. This is our recall of the day of its not fried chicken. Huh? They have chicken and ice cream? What? What kind of outfit is this? They sell chicken and ice cream. And apparently the product is tested positive for a listeria, been recalled because of that problem. This is down in South Carolina where this started. So how many people, they have not fried chicken ice cream? So if it isn't fried chicken, then what is it? I guess that would be the, is it vanilla? Or is it fruity? Or wow, this stuff is sold all over the place. Look at this. From Alaska to Wisconsin and every place in between. So pretty much this stuff is sold all over the country. If you're buying Life Raft Treats, bring whatever you got from them, bring it back to the store, get your money back.
And to answer your question of what is not fried chicken ice cream, it's a waffle-flavored ice cream with crushed cornflakes surrounding a cookie, quote-unquote, bone.
So this is a frozen thing you'd find in the compartment that has, like, frozen Snickers bars in it, right? This is not something that you'd buy and bring home, it doesn't look like.
It's like a specialty thing that it looks like chicken. It looks like a drumstick or something, but it's just fully made of ice cream, yeah.
I've always wanted it on Gold Belly,
so it's delivered wherever.
Just what I want is ice cream that tastes like chicken. Alligator
tastes
like chicken.
It doesn't taste like chicken. It just looks like chicken.
Snakes taste like chicken. Ice cream that tastes... I know. It just looks like chicken. Bok, 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 bok. All right. That's our report. I hope you're satisfied with the information we have just passed along, because it was all very important, folks. I want you to know that. Check it out at thegooddayshow.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.